Hi, my name is Father Michael Stala. I am the spiritual director for Hope's Garden. And today we're going to talk about one of the first scenes in the Bible. It's the scene of Adam and Eve with the snake. It's actually the third chapter of Genesis. And it says that while they were enjoying the paradise that God had given them and the family that they now considered themselves, husband and wife, a serpent slithered in, but it wasn't really a serpent. It was the tempter. It was Satan. And as he slithered in, it says in the scriptures that he began to speak to Eve. Is it true that you shouldn't eat from any of the trees? Well, we know what God had said. God said they could eat from any of the trees. And Eve even defends God and says, oh, no, no, God said we could eat from any of the trees. Well, except for this tree. This is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We should not even touch that fruit or we will surely die. Now, she's just made a huge mistake. She's in dialogue with the tempter. That's a big problem. Why is that a problem? Because, you see, the snake is cunning, much smarter than she is. And it's just a matter of time before he starts to twist the realities around her. So the very first thing, do you think the devil had any question about God's laws, about eating from the trees? He's not being sincere. He's totally disingenuous when he asks the question, is it true that you can't eat from any of the trees? He knows that if he gets Eve to start talking, even if she thinks she's trying to defend God, as long as she's in dialogue, not with God, but with her temptation, he's got her. Now, Eve doesn't know this. She's a new creation. She's never had a temptation before. We can't say the same. We all know what temptation's like. Don't dialogue with the tempter. But she doesn't know this. So she immediately says, oh, no, no, no. God's laws are good. God said we could have all the trees, but just not this one, or we will surely die. Well, then the tempter, the serpent, begins to change the story. You're not going to die. God only said that because this is a tree of knowledge, knowledge of good and evil. And he's trying to keep you down. If you had knowledge, you would be like God. You see what he's done there? He's twisted the reality. God knew that this tree leads to death. I didn't say it was going to be immediate. It is the death that happens when we start to disobey God. But the devil kind of takes it a little bit more literal, like you would die immediately. And the devil says, oh, you're not going to die. And then he changes the motive of God. God wasn't trying to protect you. God was trying to hold you back. And Eve is now trying to decide, who does she trust? God, who only tells us a little bit. He's not constantly talking, is he? He's got a moment of silence. He's not explaining every single one of his rules and his laws to us. He only speaks when necessary. Or do we trust the tempter? Well, we know better, don't we? And yet we make the exact same mistake that Eve does. We begin to second guess God's motives. God, if you really love me, you would do this. What are we saying? I don't think you really love me. Prove it. Oh, God, if you're good, why do you let this happen? What are we saying? I don't think you're good. Of course, God is good. God is loving. God is all powerful and all knowing. And we have to rest assured with that and not constantly question that. That's what the tempter, that's what the serpent wants you to do, wants to question God's motivations, God's reason for his laws and rules, and twist the truth. See, the serpent can't create anything. The serpent is not the creator. There is only one creator. So all he can do is twist the truth. And the longer you dialogue with somebody who twists the truth on you, it's just a matter of time before you begin to believe those things. So many times I've worked with people who have been with somebody in their lives who manipulate them. And when they manipulate them over a long period of time, we begin to believe them. They might say every single day, you're bad, you're stupid, you're impulsive. And it doesn't matter if it's true or not. You will believe it if he says it enough times, if she says it enough times, as many times as it is said. But I've also noticed something else that happens. A true manipulator not only says it, but if we dialogue in our mind, if we remember that conversation, it becomes this echo in our minds. We can hear it again and again, and they might have only said it five times, but I've heard it 100 times in my thoughts. And as a result, I really begin to believe it. We have to ask, who do you trust? God, who tells you you are good, who tells you are loved, who tells you the road that leads to life and happiness? Or the one who manipulates, who dialogues not just with the people in your life, but then inside your mind, echoing, echoing, echoing until you fall for it. Cunning is that tempter. All you have to do is not talk. Don't dialogue with the tempter. When you realize this is a temptation, that this voice is not coming from the Lord, don't listen. Stop. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to justify it. You don't have to show the flaws. The serpent doesn't care about any of that. He knows exactly what he's doing. He knows what the lies are. That's not his point. He's just manipulating. You don't have to teach the devil. You have to ignore the devil. Cut him out. Silence that voice. And don't let it repeat in your mind over and over. If you're going to let something repeat in your mind over and over again, I really suggest that it be the praises of the Lord. And just remind yourself over and over again, God loves me, and I love the Lord with all my heart. Let that echo in your heart a billion times until it is so deep within us, I don't even remember what the tempter sounds like.